Under a council resolution, hotel and resort properties would be charged $13.90 for every $1,000 in property value for the coming fiscal year. That would be up a dollar. The Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association says the values of hotels and resorts have skyrocketed in the last 6 years. They say increasing the tax could hurt the industry, especially during what they describe as a downturn in tourism. Mufi Hanneman is a president and CEO of the HLTA.
Visitor spending is decreasing. Occupancy rates are also decreasing. We also have witnessed some of our hotel chains having to do labor agreements that has driven up the cost of doing business in Hawaii. So all of these factors compound the fact that we really believe that going up to a full dollar is not warranted at this point, especially since we pay more property taxes than any other tax classification in the city and county of Honolulu.
But Mayor Kirk Caldwell says that is not true.
Right now, 55% of all the real property tax we collect comes from residential, not hotels and resort. 55% from the people who live on this island.
Caldwell says the city needs the increase because it faces a $17 million budget shortfall due to rising operating costs.
Just like our bus system, every year we look for revenue increases to cover a system that's heavily, heavily subsidized. And by the way, much more expensive to operate than our rail system by a lot. So this is how we do it. Where do you find the revenue besides trying to control costs?
Under the council's proposal, residential property rates would remain the same, although assessments could go up. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.